Hi, this is a dictation for Alan Smith, A-L-L-A-N-S-M-I-T-H, Jr. Alan Smith, Jr. is a date of birth is 8-18-1961. Date of service 8-31-2022. Date of accident is 8-12-2022. The history of chief complaint is that severe pain in the left shoulder, left side of the neck, and the lower back, right knee, and right thigh. The patient has reported that he suffered from COVID in 2021 October, and he was treated at Inkster Ford Road, Garden City. He also was involved in a previous motor vehicular accident on October 9, 2021, and the case is pending with the insurance company, and he's not getting any treatment for that accident. For last 2 months, no physical therapy has been done, and that was a hit and run accident. He happened to be a passenger on the right rear seat, and a lift car which was rear-ended, and car pushed out almost like 50 feet. The plaintiff attorney is Howard Weingarten, and the insurance was USA underwriter. The physical therapy was done for more than a year at Paramount, and IME was done, which is not available. Regarding the current accident dated 8-12-2022, the patient reports that he was involved in this accident as a driver, and he was all alone in his car at around 2 to 3 p.m. He was driving an Equinox 2010, and he was hit by a Chevy Impala at 30-35 miles an hour. He himself was at around 10 to 12 miles per hour. The accident occurred in West Detroit at 8 mile westbound at the intersection of Schaefer Road. He was traveling on 8 mile road eastbound while the other car was trying to make a Michigan U-turn. And after making Michigan U-turn, it crossed all the three lanes and hit him in a high speed without stopping. And the other car crossed over three lanes and T-boned on the driver's side. The impact was severe, and it was almost like 30 to 35 miles an hour. The big patient was restrained, and airbags did not deploy. However, he did not lose his consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. And patient reports that the car is damaged in the front end of the fender and the driver's side fender. Axle was broken. Bumper is broken. And steering wheel is slightly bent due to his hitting his chest into it, but there was no glass breakage. The seat belt is not broken, headrest is not broken. The impact of the accident is reported as follows. He jerked his body and he slung forward and then to the headrest, leading to neck whiplash and head injury. His chest hit to the steering wheel, and his left shoulder and lower back pain started, although he doesn't remember direct injury to any hard surface of the car. History of presenting illness, patient report that he is not suffering from any headaches. He also do not have any TBI symptoms except lack of focus and loss of concentration that he is bothering, but he has no dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. He denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and there is no seizure, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. And there is no nightmares, fearful of the event or incontinence, the urine, bowel, sleepwalking, erectile dysfunction. And there are no blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. And there is no nausea, vomiting. Patient report that on the day of accident, he went to the ER, which was Oakwood Hospital in Dearborn, where he was overnight. A CT scan of the cervical spine and head was done, but he's not so sure. He was given some pain medication. The other painful areas are the left side of the neck and left shoulder, and it is causing him limitation of lifting his left arm beyond 110 degrees, and the pain level is reported to be around 9. The lower back pain is reported to be 9 also. The lower back pain is radiating to the right leg posteriorly in S1-S2-dermatome fashion all the way to the ankle and foot. He also has severe pain in the right knee, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and big toe is definitely involved in the pain, and some shooting pain is going on from the back to the front of the leg also. He can walk up to 100 feet, but with pain, he can sit 15 to 20 minutes and stand 15 to 20 minutes, and he can sleep for 3 to 4 hours. These pains are reported to be several times a day and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, aching, and numbness and tingling. Pain level varies from 7 to 10. ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modify factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, driving, and is improved by lying down. The patient so far has had some x-rays and CT scan at the hospital and Oakwood Hospital. And he has associated muscle weakness of the left arm where he has dropped his phone sometime, as well as numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the right leg. There is no bowel and bladder incontinence. Further, the patient denies any suicidal thought, homicidal thought, anxiety, depression, self-worth problem. However, he does have issues with the sleep and the mood, as well as concentration problems. The patient has described that he suffers from weakness, difficulty walking, fatigue, numbness of the right leg. But he denies any sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, and lethargy, none of them. The ADLs that are affected are as follows. The patient reports that standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, and cooking in the kitchen are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. While eating, feeding, personal hygiene, bathing, dressing, and walking are affected 8 among the ADLs. History of past treatment. Patient report that so far he has not seen any physician, no physical therapy. He saw chiropractor Dr. Mustafa times 3, and he has seen a Dr. Lee for the previous accident that occurred in 2021, October 9, where he was given 3 epidural injections in Novi Surgery Center on Ward Lake. However, it didn't help him. The system review is positive in the following areas. Neurological disease is positive for loss of sensation, back or neck pain, injury, weakness, paralysis of the arm and legs. And the kidney disease is positive for difficulty urinating and urinary frequency. And past surgical history is positive for lower back surgery in 2001. January of 2001, he was operated at Henry Ford Hospital. And in February of 2021, he was operated at Sinai Grace Hospital by Dr. Johnson. He has had 3 epidural injections by Dr. Lee at Novi Surgical Center in 3 months ago. Allergies are none. And then family history is positive as follows. Mother is deceased. She used to suffer from Alzheimer. Father is deceased, suffering from smoke explosion in a fire, house fire. Siblings, 2 brothers, 3 sisters are all okay. Relationship status. Patient has 4 daughters, 7 sons, and he's single and lives alone. And he's he has a niece and a daughter who comes and help him. Currently, he's not working. He's retired, as well as he's disabled from a 2001 roofing accident when a load of shingles fell on his head, 200 pounds. The legal history, patient is Howard Weingarten as an attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink or smoke or use any recreational drug. The physical examination is as follows. 61-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and consciousness, sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholinergia, and hydration is good, and there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious, lethargic. He has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, and some limping is there, and there is some antalgia, but he's not using any cane or adaptive device, although the patient reports that he has a cane. Regarding the vital signs, blood pressure is 167 over 95, pulse is 95, respiratory rate is 17, and pulse ox is 99, and temperature is 98.1, height is 5'10", and weight is 205. In the skin, you can mention that he has some scar in the posterior part of the lower back, 2-inch long. Other than that, there are no scarring. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination that is found normal, psychiatric is normal, and the musculature examination is also normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, on inspection and palpation, their entire spine is found to be completely normal curvature and alignment, and with no scars except in the lower back at L4-5-S1 area. In the palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, and no pelvic tilt is noted. Spine tenderness is present in the area of L4-5 and S1. The paravertebral muscle spasm is present from L1 to L5 bilaterally with severe spasm and tenderness with trigger points as well as hypertonicity of 2+. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 20, rotation bilaterally is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, while Sperling and Lerman test was found positive. Destruction test was negative. Sotal test is negative. In the thoracic spine, the Roos test, Sloan test is negative. Lumbar spine, Podolsky-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Bregar test is positive. Kemp test positive. Lerminsky sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint. The patient exhibits bilateral sacroiliac joint to be tender, especially the right sacroiliac joint, which is found to be tender. However, the standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test was negative, and the distraction test is negative. Faber test and Ganslin test are positive on the right side only. And the Trendelberg sign is negative. Examination of the extremities is unremarkable except for the left shoulder region and the right knee and right ankle. Rest of the extremities are found to be warm to touch and well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose vein. Range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Gait is normal. Patient has a cane at home, but he is not using it at the time of exam. Examination of the left shoulder is as follows. On inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal and no dislocation or fractures are identified, no trauma, laceration. There is mild tenderness in the rotator cuff region and AC joint. Muscle strength is poor, slightly, 4/5. Range of motions are slightly limited. 110 degrees of abduction maximum is possible. Beyond which there is pain. Special tests that were conducted find that the Hawking-Kennedy test was positive on the left shoulder. Speed test, near test, empty Birkin test was positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was negative. Drop arm test was negative. Examination of the right knee shows that on inspection there is no scar, erythema, effusion, and on palpation there is mild tenderness, peripatellar and suprapatellar tendon, and mild swelling. It doesn't appear to be warm or cold, and there is no crepitus, grinding noise, or popping noise. The range of motions are normal at flexion of 135 degrees. There is no crepitus. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender, and motor power is 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer absent. McMurray sign negative. Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. The right ankle examination does not reveal any fracture, dislocation, laceration, contusion. Peripheral pulses are normal and there is no positive finding. And all the toes are normal. The examination of the Babinski test was negative. Diagnosis. The diagnosis is as follows. V89.2 XXT in the general, R26.89. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M79.1, M60.838, M54.0.
Hey guys, can you pick up the phone?
the left shoulder M25.512, M75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. Legs in the left knee and the right knee, M25.561, M23.205, M23.202. Yeah, who is it? The ankle, right ankle, M25.571. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.6, right side, M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Allen Smith comes from the template. The treatment plan is from the template. First is the physical therapy that has been ordered for the patient to begin again at his choice place, focusing on the left shoulder, left knee, and left ankle, as well as lower back. 3 times per week with traction massage active therapy. Disability for work and housework and transportation has been ordered. Medications. The patient is provided with a prescription for naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets, to provide anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Elavil, 50 milligram at night, 30 tablets. Flexeril, 10 milligram 3 times a day, 90 tablets. For muscle relaxation, Voltaren gel 1%, 100 gram for pain relief, topical pain relief. Tramadol, 100 milligram every 12 hours, 60 tablets are provided for pain relief in the narcotic. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry. If severe anxiety, lack of sleep or depression, the patient is free to see a psychiatrist. Fitness club program is yes. Available MRI and other imaging records. We are requesting old MRIs and all the previous medical records for the previous surgeries. Interventional pain procedure, none has been formatted right now. It's going to continue with the physical therapy and chiropractic, and we'll go from there. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsychiatric evaluation, none. And attended care caseworker, none. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered today. We're going to wait for a month or two to see what most of the soft tissue injury should heal. DMS. The patient is provided with the following DMS, which is right knee brace, neck collar, lower back brace, and a tense unit to bring him relief. And the patient will be seen in 30 days and re-evaluated. Thank you.